This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
The highly anticipated announcement from Nintendo has been made, and it has everything to do with the Nintendo Switch, no longer called the NX. Is this new hybrid platform a game changer?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So the moment has arrived. Big announcement about the Nintendo Switch, previously known as the NX. It's major gaming hardware to come down the pike as of late. And it's basically a hybrid of sorts, both a traditional console and a handheld gaming device. Tall order and very well could be a game changer. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman, always covering all things gaming. So Sarah, if I understand correctly, this will be a modular device that can be used as both a portable console or placed in a dock for living room gaming. That's a tall order. How complex is the hardware, and can you kind of walk us through the basics of how it'll work?
Sure. Well, it's basically a tablet-like device and a dock. And like you said, together they serve as a console for TV gaming. But when you remove the device, you just slip it off, it becomes a portable gaming system with a mini joystick controllers that can be used wireless, or you could attach them to the tablet sides.
This seems like a real score for Nintendo because it's next level stuff. And, you know, the gaming world is competitive right now. You know, you have Sony's PlayStation 4 Pro coming out. You have Microsoft developing Project Scorpio. It seems like this is exactly what Nintendo needs right now.
Well, look, Nintendo's last console was arguably a flop.
Right.
It just sold 13 million units. And you look at the PlayStation 4, sold over 40 million, and that came out even a year later. So it definitely needs, if it's going to stay in the console space, it's going to need this one to be a hit. If it doesn't work out, I imagine it would might focus on licensing its software to other platforms and focusing on mobile. But it definitely could use a hit, it's hard to say how people react to this, but certainly Nintendo needs to do a better job this time around of communicating the value proposition of the console, whereas last time with the Wii U, people were under the impression that it was sort of like an update to the original Wii. They didn't realize it was an entirely new console that was, had different features and in a way a similar handheld device to the one we're talking about, only that you couldn't take out of the home. It was just for like, if your friend or your parent are watching TV, you could still game on that. This new Switch, you could take the portable aspect of it and go anywhere, go on a plane, on a bus, whatever. So Nintendo's going to really need to focus on doing a good job of explaining that and showing how it's not really like anything else out there on the market and that it's, you know, it's special. And that will hopefully people... Well, it will resonate with people, and they'll realize that. Otherwise, they may have a problem on their hands.
Right. So that's probably how they're going to have to do it right. So with this at-home and on-the-go platform, Nintendo is playing to its strength in the handheld market, obviously. But is that enough to carry it to the next level? Just how much success has it had in that market, and is it enough?
Well, it's definitely done pretty well in the handheld market. The DS sold more units than even the Wii, which is one of the top, probably the top-selling console of all time. However, the 3DS, which came after the DS, which is it hasn't sold as well. That one sold about 60 million units, whereas the DS sold 154 million units. Nevertheless, you combine their handhelds together, and you're looking at a much higher number than their consoles. So you know, it's hard to say because naturally the Switch will cost more than your typical handheld console because it's not just a handheld console, it's also a home console.
Right.
So it's really not like anything else out there, and it's hard to predict how the market will react.
Right. So it appears that the company had been placing console gaming at the center of its business as casual gaming moves from living rooms to smartphones. So having said that, How crucial is Switch to the success of Nintendo's future?
Well, look, it's if it wants to remain in the hardware console market, then certainly this system needs to be a top seller. It probably can't, you know, go another round after the failure of the Wii U to have another flop. That might just spell the end of its time in the console space. So we'll have to see. It is starting to. It's so early as far as Nintendo's foray into mobile gaming that we don't even know yet if that's going to be successful for the company. It's only put out Miitomo, which is not even a game, really. It's more like a social networking app. And that app is not doing very well. It's not one of the top grossing apps out there or top downloaded apps. It has two games coming out soon based on well-known Nintendo IP, but we don't know how they'll do. And then in December we have Mario Run coming, and that's supposed to be the one that could really be a game changer because it's Mario. It's their biggest IP of all. And interestingly, that game is not entirely free. Part of it will be free, but there'll be other aspects of it that will cost money to get the complete game, which is a little bit different than the traditional free-to-play model. So it could be very lucrative for Nintendo, but we just don't know. It's early days to see how their mobile gaming strategy will play out, and if that's something that will tie them over if, say, the Switch doesn't do well. And we've also seen Nintendo start dabbling in the theme park space.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that is yet to, come out fully. So we just don't really know how these other markets are doing to say whether or not they're succeeding in those is as crucial as succeeding in console. A year from now, it could be a very different landscape. It's difficult to say, but we have to wait and see till these games come into the market how people react. We just don't have that yet.
Yeah, it could be game-changing stuff, pardon the pun. Sarah Needleman, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to the journalist Sarah E. Needleman. You can check out all of her articles at WSJ.com. She covers the gaming world extensively for the journal. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.